Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're going to be taking callers probably in about an hour. If you want to call in, I'll put you in the call queue so you can ask questions of Saint Germain or Ascended Master shows up. And to do that, you can call our number, which is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. We're very excited to have the Saint Germain Radio Show with us, and as you heard in that great intro that Mike put together with some of his beautiful music, the show is made up of my friends Brigitte and Mike. Brigitte, of course, does all the channeling. Mike is doing all the beautiful music in the background, and during the show today, Brigitte will be talking and she'll be channeling, and then Mike will be playing some music, and I'll be doing what we've been doing every month now, which is I've been sending out the Deeksha blessing to all the people who listen to the show or anybody who listens to any of the replays. So just really excited to be able to come together with the three of us. Before I turn everything over to Brigitte, let me go ahead and just run through all the different websites of everybody. Of course, the radio show website is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And to find out more about Brigitte and her teachings and all the great classes and retreats and everything that she's doing, make sure to check out her, which is lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. If you miss any of these links, they're all up on the website for the radio show. So lots of times people ask me afterwards, oh, I didn't get the name, I wanted that website, or, how do I find out more about the services and of the different people on the show and everything. And if you go up to the radio website, all the links and everything are up there. But just to kind of run through it real quick, the music that's going to be played today is being brought to us by Mike. And he has a lot of that music up on his website. I'm pretty sure at this point it's been kind of a thing for me and Mike, but I think at this point I have every single thing that Mike has ever done. And very proud of that, because I love his work. And if you ever get a chance to do a session with Mike, he actually can either do it in person where he plays music for you, and there's a whole healing process to that. And he actually gives you a copy of the music that he plays, and there's a whole lot behind it and everything. It's just amazing. And he can do that in person, or he can do it remotely. Or you can pick up some of his music by downloading it off of his website. So make sure to check out Mike's website at Mike, and that's www.mikesnyderc.com. And with that, Brigitte, all yours.
Thank you, Mark. Well, it is always such an honor to be here at the Saint Germain Radio Show for all of you, to guide you along your path of enlightenment and to ease a little bit the intensity that we are all feeling at this great time of change and transformation as the collective consciousness awakens further and further to their divine essence. And so I am very excited to do this every month together with Mark and Mike, creating this holy trinity of Mark, bringing through the Diksha blessing, bringing through this oneness energy that aligns you further with your divine I Am presence, with your higher self, and allowing you in that way to bring blessings, to bring miracles into your lives. That will happen during the main music piece that Mike is going to play. And then, of course, Mike, using music as a universal language to bring through the higher frequencies of love and light from the celestial realms to you through his music is just so beautiful, and I'm so grateful that the three of us can offer this to you once a month. And then, of course, there are the masters and the angels, the divine beings of love and light who enjoy the fact that we are creating this bridge to assist you, to support you, to guide and direct you in whatever way is necessary for you, is good for you. So I invite you very much to really take this time right now to just allow yourself to receive, to not think about tomorrow, to not think about yesterday, to really just be in the moment. And now that you're being supported on many, many different levels, you might hear our words, you might hear messages that are really important for you, but there's also an energy healing occurring with the support of Mark and Mike. And so there's multiple levels of healing taking place. I very much invite you to just allow yourself to receive and to be open to what is to come. We certainly can say that 2015 has been a very loaded year. We've said that about all the previous years too. And it just seems to continue to strip us of one veil after another, of one layer after another, to allow us to surrender to our true core, to our true essence, and release all of our fears, all of our preconditioned belief systems that have been given to us by society or by religions or traditions that simply no longer serve our liberated soul that wants to express itself to its highest form. So we are continuously going through planetary alignments and through surges of awakening that asked us to walk through the dark night of the soul, to enter the cocoon of transformation that is necessary to go within, to stop the outer world from influencing us and to really listen deep within. So we have entered once again such a very, very deep phase of transformation, and many are feeling that, and it can get a little bit overwhelming, especially when you think that you've already figured it out, that you've already worked through some of the issues that might be coming up again. But it is, after all, this time that Saint Germain very much watches over the earth, the time of a new paradigm being brought into manifestation, and all of you who are listening certainly are very much part of this. You're way showers, you're treading a path from out of the darkness into the light so others can follow it. And it is not even simply just a treading a path out of the darkness into the light. What it really is, it is about is you looking at the darkness and through infusing this darkness as a light, bringing balance to your life, bringing balance to the light and darkness. And by doing so, creating this alchemical process of merging two opposing forces together to create something very new. And it is all about the new paradigm, the new consciousness, the new awareness, the new age, the new golden age. So it is all about the new. And so very much to open ourselves up to the new, we continuously have to be willing to release the old. And if you're anything like me, sometimes this releasing can be a little bit frightening. It's unknown. You don't know what will replace it. And so it is continuously trusting and having faith that you certainly are part of something greater, and that no matter how intense it appears at times, or it might even look hopeless at times, that it's for us to recognize that the chaos and confusion are very important aspects of the birthing of a new beginning. And so really what we are witnessing all within our own lives and within the lives of many others is a tremendously powerful birthing process. And so tonight is focused to assist you a little further on this birthing process as you not only birth your own self into a new form of existence, but you're certainly assisting humanity as a whole and Earth, Gaia, to move, to ascend, to birth a new form of existence as well. And so we're leading up this week very much to the Lionsgate on Saturday, which is August 8th. Every year on August 8th, the star portal opens up that brings frequencies through by aligning Earth with the heart of Sirius and the heart of this galaxy. And Sirius very much represents, for those who study Kabbalah, represents that part within us that is considered the abyss, is considered that part where we need to allow ourselves to open up, to release, so that we can receive new knowledge. So most certainly, we are being prepared to another form, for another form of releasing. And with the eight, you very much, as I've said in a few radio shows already before, several times, with the eight, you have that frequency of two spheres, spirit and matter, touching each other. And whenever spirit touches matter, there is certainly a lot of movement going on, a lot of changes, a lot of transformation, a lot of shifts, as nothing will stay the same once it is touched by spirit. So you certainly are observing that in your own life, I'm sure. And you are observing it in many, many, many lives around you as well, because there is much change going on. So, again, tonight we'll be focused on the Lionsgate. Saint Germain will certainly talk about the significance of this and will lead you into preparing you to receive these higher frequencies from the galactic realm in an easy and more effortless way. And considering that 2015 adds up to the number 8 as well, and therefore you have the 888 frequency, it is very much about bracing the duality and merging it together so that it can become one and for you to create a new existence. Therefore, 8 also has always been connected with the twin flame energy, but really it's about balancing the yin and the yang within you, the male and feminine aspect within you, and bringing it into alignment so that then the outer world, the outer relationship, reflect back to you that same kind of balance that is happening within you. So that being said, I just want to mention again, because the phone connection was a little bad from before, you can go to Mike Snyder's website at www.mikesnydercc.com to download any of his music, any of the events that Mike and I are offering together out of Clinton, New Jersey, or any other places that we travel to. And even so, you might not be able to join us live for any of the events. Time and space is really not as important as we sometimes make it to be. So you can listen to some of the events afterwards, and they will just give you as much of an empowerment, a healing, as if you were there at the same time. So I invite you very much to check out some of the events that are already on there, some of the beautiful music Mike has created, and allow yourself to bring in, especially the latest CD that we created together. It's a joint venture. Mike and I got together after the spring equinox to offer to help each other, really, and created this beautiful piece of music called Emergence. And it certainly helps at these times that we are finding ourselves in right now again, where we once again face certain aspects of our darkness and bringing it up to come to the light, come to the surface, to release it, to merge it with our lighter aspects. It helps with that process. It makes it easier to go through. And so I invite you very much to experience that. And if you actually buy the CD or you see the cover, it was done by a very good friend of ours. She does beautiful artwork, and she's in the process of building her own business on just offering that type of artwork to the public, which I wish her all the best that that's going to work out soon. So that being said, I also want to talk about Mark Rawson real fast. MarkRawson.com, I think it's his website. I'm sorry, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but it is also, you can also find it on SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. And Mark offers a beautiful way of healing, allowing yourself to come in touch with deep aspects of your own self that need to come to the surface to be looked at and to be embraced with love. Mark has done a lot of work on himself that he now can assist you to go through as well. So I invite you to also check his healings out, his spiritual teachings, as he is a very, very beautiful soul that anchors very, very high frequency love and light here on Earth at this time for all those who are willing to receive it. So with that being said, I am handing it over to the Double M's, as they will now do the opening music of really bringing the energy together for you. If the music fades out a little bit, it's only because of the high frequencies coming through. So just don't get concerned. Just continue to open your heart up to receive. And also, Mark is going to bring through the Diksha during this time. So I invite you to very much just allow yourself to be in that alignment with your divine I Am presence, and to ask in this alignment, to ask yourself, what is it that you would like manifest into your life in this process of transformation, and ask your divine I Am presence for help and support. The Diksha certainly will help with that. And then afterwards, St. Germain will come through me and will bring through the messages and the dissertations and the journey that he wants to offer to you tonight. And then towards the end, probably around 9:10, it's usually realistic the time when we might even take callers, unless St. Germain has a lot more to say, which, as you can imagine, I am only the channel. I have no control over what master actually will in fact then come through and what is being offered to you. So enjoy yourself, allow yourself to relax, allow yourself to receive, and I'm now handing it over to the Double M's. All right, enjoy.
Right, enjoy. Sounds good, thank you. Thank you.
Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of alignment. And that's what we would like to call it right now, a time of alignment. Be patient and continuously focus on allowing your divine spiritual self, your divine I Am Presence, to touch you, to guide you, to direct you. The reason why at this time the Divine Feminine is so important is because it asks you to allow things to unfold. We understand how much you want to move forward. We understand how much you would like to ascend into the higher realms to be with your brethren of love and light again. We understand. And yet, you've chosen to be here on Earth at this time in physical form, not just to ascend, but to be among humanity, to understand fear and accept the darkness experienced here as the fertile ground for new births to take place. This is a time of endings and new beginnings. But the new beginnings cannot be forced. They have to unfold. You have to allow these new beginnings to come to you at the appropriate time. And so sometimes we lovingly observe how you have a little bit of a temper tantrum. And you get frustrated and upset because your life does not seem to reflect back to you yet that what your spirit is striving towards. And yet, in the understanding of all is one, even in that chaos that you might find yourself in, that too is spirit in action. Therefore, rest, my friends. Be at peace and be patient with the process of awakening and ascension. As I said before, this is not just about you ascending. This is about humanity as a whole awakening to a new consciousness. And so as you prepare yourself for the alignment with Sirius, And with alignment through Sirius, with the galactic heart, then you will find that you're also asked to once again face the void. Face that, what you call your own inner darkness. And it is now time, as you've done before, to remember that this darkness is not evil or hostile. It is simply the womb where a new light, a new consciousness is being born out from. Sirius symbolizes knowledge. So as the Lion's Gate, that star portal opens up on 8/8/2015, you will find that you need to release old knowledge, old wisdom. It is right now a time of emptying yourself. Most importantly, emptying yourself of all those emotions that have kept you limited, that in many ways have kept you imprisoned. And part of these emotions that you express that are triggered from the feeling of thinking that you're not good enough or that you're failing or that you should be doing more or that you should have a different life. Let go of that pressure. Right now is the time to be willing to be, to reconnect over and over again to your divine I Am Presence and to have trust and faith that as you float in the void, as you're not able to see too far ahead, that that does not mean that there's not something happening in the outer, that there's not something developing beyond your sight. There is so much happening, and you're very much part of it. But if you choose to fight against that, what is occurring for you at the present moment, out of frustration, out of feeling that this is insufficient, that this is not good enough, you are actually hindering the spiritual development that is taking place on a higher level for you. 2015, we've always said to you, is about letting go of control. So when you become frustrated about a relationship, and you become frustrated about your life, and you become frustrated of your circumstances as to how you live, ask yourself what part of you is still hanging on, has still not been willing to detach itself from everything, because for detachment, you will enter that inner peace of allowance. Because as you detach, you also detach from the outcome. You simply live in the knowing that everything has a divine purpose, and that your divine I Am Presence will bring the opportunities to you, not at your time, but at the appropriate time of the divine. Because if you push and pull and try to get the opportunity sooner, guess what is going to happen? You're simply going to repeat the patterns of the past. But that, my friend, is not necessary. What is necessary is a new paradigm, a new consciousness, a new way of life, a new way to experience your human form. And so this is a time of nurturing your body, of nurturing your soul. This is a time to allow yourself to open up like a beautiful lotus flower, one petal at a time, but not all at once, but as the process allows one more petal to open up, because the time is right, and because the conditions are right, and because the other circumstances are right. So I want you to envision yourself right now, hanging in the void, hanging in the womb, so to speak, of this galactic experience. Because as much as Earth is going through ascension, so is the solar system, so is this galaxy, so is this universe as well. So allow yourself to feel like you're being that little embryo within the womb of this galaxy. And you're simply floating in the ethers of love. And no matter how much you hit the outer wall of the inner wall of the womb, no matter how much you try to get out of the womb, you can't. Because you've not grown enough yet, you haven't gotten strong enough yet. There's still something for you to process about yourself. And so I invite you not only to feel the womb around you, not only to feel that darkness and chaos around you, but to simply allow yourself to float in it. This is not a time for action, but a time to patiently wait for that opening to present itself for you, so that the moment it does, you can simply flow through it effortlessly and easily into the next level of consciousness. And so as you are now floating in the void, and you might even feel that as you're floating, that below you there's an incredible abyss. Know that your divine I Am presence, your divine spiritual self, is holding you within the void. That this is not simply you being in free fall and not knowing when you will hit rock bottom. This is you being held by spirit. Spirit won't let you go, won't drop you. But spirit holds you and loves you and supports you and supports your process in the womb. Because every one of you is needed. Every one of you makes a difference. And without any one of you, all that is could not exist. Every one of you plays a unique tone, a unique frequency within the orchestra of life, within the orchestra of God, source creator, all that is. So begin to believe and trust in the tone that is within you, that is being sung to you by your soul. Begin to have trust and faith in the rhythm of your heart that is beating and pulsating within you, the power of life. And have trust and faith in the breath of God that allows you to understand the ebb and flow of life, that allows you to understand that there's a time for expansion, but there's also a time for contraction. There's a time for action, and there's a time for non-movement. And so when the star Sirius touches you, when that new knowledge enters you, when that new frequency opens you up, then you are fully relaxed and fully in a place of acceptance. And then it can touch every cell of your body, every subatomic particle of you can be touched by this new frequency, this new light, this new love. And truth being said, it is all about love. The cosmic love of the Christ entering you, entering your most inner part of yourself and activating within you a new understanding that will come from experiencing the knowledge that you receive about who you are and the love you represent. And it can be like a blink of an eye. It can be you waking up one morning and looking at your life around you and seeing more deeply, seeing the structure within the structure, seeing the ether that holds everything together, the love substance. And once you can see the ethers, once you can look beyond matter and see what holds matter together, that is a moment where this earth becomes a playing field for your spirit to shift and change matter in a way that allows a new paradigm to be created with ease. But then you will also see when something is simply not ready to change, not because it's wrong, not because it's stubborn, but because it simply needs a little bit more time within that place that it finds itself in. And you might judge it as a place of discordance, you might judge it as a place of darkness, but in reality, it is only in a place of preparation. And while you are in a place of preparation, no matter how much you will try to change, it is only going to drain you of your energy. In the time of preparation, you simply cannot move forward. You can simply allow yourself to re-choose and redefine yourself over and over again so that when that door opens and that womb opens, you're very clear on who you choose to be. Very clear on your alignment with your divine I'm presence. And as you're clear on your alignment with your divine I'm presence, then you will hear the voice of your I am presence. And the voice will speak to you in ways that is very different from the voice you hear from your fellow light workers or your fellow human beings. The voice does not speak in the words that are familiar to you in human form. The voice speaks to you in form of vibrations, in form of feelings, in form of visions, and in form of inner revelations that you simply know to be true. A knowingness that will give you that sense of rightness for every moment that unfolds. And in these times, you have to be very careful. There's so many that already focus on the weeks and months ahead. This is not about focusing what the next full moon will bring or the full moon in 2 months from now will bring. This is about bringing yourself back into the moment. Acknowledge that the last full moon has brought up much to be released, much to be transmuted, and that humanity is reacting to this intensity of the last full moon. And that's what you're feeling in your own life right now. But that's okay. It is nothing to be afraid of, but simply something to observe. And the only reason why I am talking already about the star portal that is opening up on August 8th is so that you can prepare yourself. And yes, some say that you can feel the energy fringes of that star portal already, and you can because you're sensitive and it doesn't open up within just a short amount of time, but the significant day will still be on August 8th. And the vibration clearly is about the Holy Trinity and spirit and matter coming together in sacred union to create something new. And so, in this preparation time right now, ask yourself from the depths of your heart, not from the mind that is telling you that you must do A, B, or C, because that's what the expectation is from people around you or from society or from whatever source that is coming from outside of yourself. No, this is about your passion, your love, your deep desire to fulfill your divine heritage. You might say that you don't know what that is, but then you didn't get quiet enough. You were afraid of what your feelings might tell you. Because if you would listen to the feelings that might ask you to take certain steps at a certain time, that you might be terrified of. Because what would happen if you actually experience joy and happiness in your life? What would happen if you actually are liberated and free within your own self? Not because the outer life brings you freedom, but because it comes from within first. Often I see you seeking the outer world to change, to free yourself, but that is not how it works. It works from within. Free your own inner self. Choose within yourself to seek the happiness, the love, and the joy in every aspect of your life. And the most alchemical and profound process of transformation shall take place, resurrecting a life around you that reflects that inner love, that inner joy, that inner peace. If you want peace in your life, choose to be peaceful. If you want more love in your life, start giving first love to yourself, but then also don't be afraid to share your love with others, to tell others how you feel and that you love them. Sharing your love from the depths of your heart is the most beautiful gift of healing you can give to the world. Don't be afraid if someone reacts harshly to your expression of love. That should never change your approach. Because if someone is afraid of love, you can only have compassion with them, for them. Because they're so afraid. So afraid to open up and to simply be. And so I invite you now to take a few deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to think in your own beautiful heart. And as you are in your own heart, feel yourself sitting in the lotus position in your own inner heart, almost like you become the smaller version of yourself is in the larger version, just your body. And feel for a moment that human cocoon around you that sometimes you feel is so limiting. But instead of seeing or feeling it as limiting, allow yourself to feel it as incredible protection and safety it provides to you. And send it love and gratitude. Send your physical form love and gratitude right now for the willingness to stand up to the storm of change that is occurring on Earth at this time. Love, gratitude. You can even lift, let your inner you that is sitting in the lotus position, lift your hands and touch different parts of your physical self. And as you do, envision the love having a certain feel to it that flows out of your hand into your physical body. You can even envision a color or a tone or frequency. But send love and gratitude to your physical form, the form that more often you judge very severely as not being good enough, not being beautiful enough. In this moment, accept it for what it is, to the power of love. And as you do, feel the crown of your physical body opening up. And as you look upwards, towards the crown of your physical body, you can see a light in the distance. Beautiful, brilliant light. And you know that that is the light of Sirius, And so you reach upwards. And as you reach upward, you slowly lift it out of your physical body towards the star, Sirius. And you're being lifted further and further up, away from Earth, out of the solar system, towards Sirius. And Sirius glows. It calls you into the heart of this beautiful star consciousness. And so allow yourself to melt into the consciousness of Sirius now. Simply allow yourself to become one. And feel yourself expanding within the vastness of Sirius. It's in the vastness of the star that also embraces you with absolute love and acceptance. And you can feel now how Sirius is a bridge between the heart of this galaxy and the heart of Earth. And you can feel the subtle differences between one end, the Earth vibration, and the other end, which is the galactic heart. You can also feel that that creates tension on Sirius as it balances the higher frequencies of love with the frequencies of love on Earth that are not to that degree developed yet. And so allow yourself to feel this tension. Because as you feel it, you're being given new information about your role on Earth in the times ahead, as you too are a bridge between heaven and Earth, as you too balance the galactic heart with the heart of Earth. And so know this about yourself to be true. Know that you carry heart of Sirius within you, that you are part of a galactic force that is on Earth at this time to assist in the awakening process. And so expanding into the consciousness of Sirius is a bit of a homecoming from you, because you understand what it means to let go of that what you hold dear, to make room for a whole new experience. But furthermore, you now remember that what you release is never gone. It simply is moving back into all that is, merging back into the totality of all that is, and at the core, it will always still be part of you. When you release, when you go through the darknet of the soul and you feel that you're being stripped of everything, the truth is you're not losing everything. You're simply allowing it to become the foundation for something very new. And that is how you walk the ladder of ascension or the stairs of ascension. Every step you go up, you must be willing to release the step before. But that doesn't mean that the step is gone. It simply means that it became part of the ladder again or the stairs that you simply no longer touch, and yet you touch it anyway, because without it, you wouldn't be able to stand on the step that you find yourself on. Because if it was missing, the stairs or the ladder would fall apart, would break. Therefore, every step along the way is necessary. It's important, and it's a building block for the new to come into your life. And so open your heart to the ebb and flow that sometimes appears to take everything away from you. In reality, it only opens you up to the more of you. Take a couple of deep breaths that allow yourself to expand even further into the consciousness of Sirius. Feel now how the galactic heart of this galaxy pours its divine light into you, into Sirius and into you. Just simply allow yourself to drink this nectar of life, to drink in this vibration of love, and to make it your own. And to make it your own. And so take it now down with you again. Take it, this love that you received, take it back to the earth. And take a moment now, as you are a channel and instrument of the galactic love, take a moment now as you hover over the earth to send it to all those in need. All those who've forgotten what love and light is all about. Just send it to your family members, to your friends, to those who are in need right now of extra support. Just send it out, whatever form feels right. And continue this for a little longer. I'm trying my best to get Mike back into his body so he can play a little bit of music for you as you send this love and light to all those on earth in need. I will now, and when the music ends, slowly allow yourself and I will guide you back into your body. Mike, if you're ready, and I'm sorry I have to pull you back, if you can play something to support the healing of the earth with the vibrations of love and light from the galactic heart and Sirius, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. and slowly allow yourself to find your way back to your physical body. And be reminded again that this is a time of new beginning. And as you face new beginnings, there's always parts of your life you must be willing to release. Don't be afraid to let go. Have trust and faith in your divine I Am presence and the divine light within you to guide and direct you. Also know when you are facing the void, when you're facing the womb of transformation, do not allow yourself to get excited or to want to step into action, which will only create unnecessary additional chaos. Allow yourself to just be and to let the waves of transformation carry you exactly where you need to be. Patience, love for self, nurturing of self, and faith will carry you forward on your path of enlightenment, where you tread a path that others can follow. And this completes my dissertation for today. Mark, are there any callers at this time?
Yes, there is. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Vivian, you're on with St. Germain.
Hello, St. Germain. Vivian.
Greetings, my dear.
Hi. I have a question, and I'm wondering if this also pertains to other people, but in the past couple nights, I have had the number 22 come up a lot in dreams to the point that it's really amazing how many times it's appeared, and also specifically August 22nd, and I was just wondering, is there a reason this number's coming up, or in general, should we be expecting to be inspired by different numbers at this time?
Very beautiful, Vivian. Yes, you most certainly are asked to be inspired by the frequency of numbers and what they symbolize. Within 22, you certainly have the number 11 plus 11. So you have the four ones that are asking you to be aware of the consciousness shifts that are occurring. And it is very much about making peace with your dual aspect. Often we see how much many of you are struggling because of the duality you experience, having such deep desire for that oneness consciousness and that blissful state of oneness. And as much as we understand your desire, it is also of the utmost importance to recognize that within the duality of two, you can learn in an accelerated way about who you are and who you choose to be. Therefore, the number 22 asks of you to look around, to look at your relationships, and instead of seeing yourself as being helpless within those relationships, to recognize them as tremendous opportunities for you to learn about yourself and to give you the strength of making some new choices. And within 8/22 of August 22nd, you have said even more so as within the 8 light, spirit and matter coming together to create a new form of existence. So I invite you to look at numbers not only in the visual aspect, but also in the way that it rings to you. What does 2 mean to you? 2 facing 2. Duality facing duality. What does that mean to you? What does that to you? How does it make you feel? And if there are any discordant feelings connected to duality for you, then it's time for you to go deeper and feel why there is that sense of loneliness within the duality, where, as I said before, everything is part of the next step. Every experience is part of who you are today, and therefore nothing is keeping you from oneness, but the duality is part of the purging process that will allow humanity to raise their consciousness to a new level of existence. The 22 asked for another level of mastership, the mastership of using the duality as a master tool to awaken to the master self within. Does that help you, my dear?
Oh, yes, very much so, especially since I'm currently job seeking and stuff, and while it's nice to have time off from work, it's also there's also a tremendous amount of responsibility to actually, you know, find another job and, you know, get some money.
This process for you, and you're not the only one who has experienced that. The reason for any form of loss or the reason for any form of stir stand is an opportunity given to you to delve deeper within yourself, to open yourself up further to your divine essence. And often accompanied by this process is that sense of struggle. Because humanity is so much, especially where you live in that country, it is so much based on action and movement and showing results in form of certain levels of success that you can show to the world. But right now, that is not what it's about. It is about you having the opportunity to merge more deeply with your divine I'm presence and to create a form of experience within work, within your relationships, that is more in alignment with your true divine heart.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for that information, and I hope others can benefit from that as well.
They certainly will, my dear. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. We are all set for this evening. Thank you, Sanctuary.
It was my pleasure to be here with all of you at this time. Blessings to you. And be prepared and open to receive the frequency downloads this Saturday on August 8th. You will have a wonderful experience with that. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the Sanctumane Radio Show. I hope you had a good time, and we will be back in a month from now. I think next month it will be on the second Tuesday of the month. And if you have any questions, you certainly can contact me via email at info@lightbridge101.com, or you can go to my website at www.lightbridge101.com, and there's also my contact information. You can reach out to Mark Rawson as well at www.markrawson.com, or you can reach out to Mike Snyder. His website is www.mikesnyderc.com. So you have a wonderful steps to the Lionsgate on Saturday, and enjoy the frequencies that are coming in. And with all my love, may you be blessed, and may you find love, joy, and happiness in your life. And it is so. Mark, Mike, anyone?
Nope. Great show, and it's always fun doing the show with both you and Mike. And by the next time we do the show, I'll have my headset replaced. And I'm just going to say good night to everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.